This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. Just a year ago, former New Mexico Republican Governor Gary Johnson was the Libertarian Party's presidential candidate. Fast forward 12 months or so, and Johnson, an avid triathlete, recently completed the Great Divide Race. The elite mountain bike race along the Continental Divide starts in Banff, Canada, and ends in Antelope Wells, New Mexico, on the U.S.-Mexico border. As for Johnson, he finished in 5 weeks.
Well, I came away from the experience really jazzed. I'm planning to do it again.
And after this word from our media partner, Johnson will detail the experience. Also, please stay tuned for a personal message at the end.
Al Kovac Jr., Navy veteran, paralyzed veterans of America.
You fought the good fight and served your country with valor. Now it's our turn to fight for you.
Sherman Gillums Jr., Marine Corps veteran, paralyzed veterans of America.
We help you secure full benefits, quality health care, and job opportunities.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service of paralyzed veterans of America.
New Mexico politico and athlete Gary Johnson says he had two goals after the 2016 presidential election: ski 100 days, and compete in the Great Divide Race in 2017. Johnson accomplished both goals. I asked what led him to ride the divide.
Well, looking at it from the outside, and this is 4 years now, I went and watched the movie, which was the Ride the Divide movie. And when you see a race that's 2,800 miles long, for me, man, that's like the pinnacle of, can you really do that? Is it possible to do that? And so for years, I've wanted to do that. And this year, I did do it.
Johnson concedes a lot of anxiety over the question, can you ride all day, every single day, until the finish?
Tom, ahead of time, I was hoping to be able to stay in the saddle 7 hours a day. Never have I done that before. And by in the saddle 7 hours a day, that's sitting on your bike, riding your bike for 7 hours. Well, during this event, I averaged over 10 hours a day in the saddle. I was hoping to average 70 miles a day. And this is an unsupported race. So the bike itself, the bike and gear weighs as much as 60 pounds plus, depending on the amount of fluid that you're taking. I was able to average 80 miles a day.
As for getting through the brutal race, Johnson says it's almost state of mind.
No negative thoughts ever. That was one of the things that kept going through my mind. Look, if you're gonna dwell on the negative, that's probably where you're gonna end up. Or you can, you know, concentrate on the positive.
Johnson says at times during the long race, he had too much food and water, other times not enough. Now that he's gone through it and knows the availabilities of those essentials, he says, the pre-race anxiety will be mitigated for next year's contest. And now a personal note. Effective Monday, I am suspending my production of Dateline New Mexico, as I have accepted the job of news director at Santa Fe Public Radio, KSFR. It's been a professional and personal pleasure to have kept a more than 50-year-old New Mexico radio tradition alive and upholding the high journalistic standards set by this broadcast's founder, the late Ernie Mills. It is my hope that Dateline New Mexico will return to the airwaves soon, and this great broadcast will continue. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.